Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. Have you been to the Organic Gardener Podcast website and signed up for our email list? If you go there, you will get my new PDF, 7 Awesome Ways to Find More Time in Your Garden. And it's just some tips that I've learned from listening to my amazing guests who are always sharing with us super effective ways to be a better gardener. So if you head over to the organicgardenerpodcast.com and enter your email, you'll get 7 awesome ways to find more time in your garden. You can also get a copy of our ebook of Organic Gardening Basics. And just all the show notes are there, all the links to our show. So, and I'll be sending out some Golden Seeds newsletters as I get them done. And of course, you'll get a special invitation to join the Organic Gardener Podcast.
Hey, Green Future Growers, Jackie Marie Beyer here. So the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, it's Sunday after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving vacation is just about to end for me. But the Wednesday before the vacation, I did 3 interviews for my podcast, and I kept thinking about the tools that we use, especially the ones we got this year, and the ones guests have recommended. And so I came up with this little blog post called Christmas Presents Every Gardener Will Love, Garden Tools You Can't Live Without. And I thought, especially for Cyber Monday tomorrow, it's timely, maybe the release of my 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper has me thinking about shopping online. I don't know. But anyway, the big tool that Mike and I got this year was our broad fork. I bought it in September, or I bought it in the spring when there was still snow on the ground. Somehow I came across one right after I did the interview with Jean Martin Fortier. So I was so nervous for his episode, and I'm sitting in my classroom at like 6 o'clock in the morning and going through his website. I've been going through it the day before and going through all of his YouTube videos and checking out all the cool inventions he's come up with to make gardening more efficient. And I put some links in the show notes for his great videos. If you're a market farmer, you have to check it out, because like the way he harvests lettuce is just incredible. And there's so many cool things that he's invented to make market farming more effective and more efficient. And that's how he manages to grow so much on his small farm there and is able to produce such a great quantity of food. But one of the cool things was the broad fork that he mentioned, that I've heard from other people. I mean, the first person who mentioned it was Erin from Orkeste Farm back in episode 32. Her and Alethea run the Orkeste Farm out on Long Island, close to where I grew up at the Planting Fields. They have a awesome nonprofit market farm there. So if you're on Long Island, and Mike, I found out about them partly because my sister-in-law belonged to their CSA, and so she told me about them, and they are just a dynamic duo. If you haven't heard their episode, it's really fun. And then, like I said, so Erin talked about the broad fork, and so I saw one on Amazon for $99, and I was like, oh, we don't have the money right now. Oh, there's snow on the ground, but it's only $99. But, you know, we're not going to be able to garden for a few more months, but it's only $99, because I had looked at them before, and they were well over $200. And so I bought it, and it was the best investment. I wish I would have bought two. Because I haven't seen it up on Amazon since this summer for the same price. They do have another one I found, made in Montana, no less, for $225, I think. For $199. And then another friend of mine got one for $200-something. And I think I even saw one on a different site for $119 somewhere. While I was researching tools this weekend. So that is by far my number one recommendation. If you know a gardener and you're going to buy them a big gift, I would get them a broad fork. They will love it, love it, love it. And best of all, the planet will love it, because it requires no, hardcore rototilling. Mike dug up a huge piece of land this year, you know, part of his mini farm. I mean, granted, he ran the rototiller through it last year for the first time because it was first time, but this year, it was still a big project, and he did a lot of it with that broad fork. So, can't recommend that enough. Number two on my list, a flat free wheelbarrow. What that means is it's a tire that will never go flat because it doesn't have any air in it. I don't know what it's made out of. It's like hard rubber or whatever. But we lived without a wheelbarrow for like 2 years because I should have gone to Amazon and looked up tires and found out that I could buy a flat free tire for like $29 or something. But anyway, I finally got a wheelbarrow at Home Depot, I think, that had one of these flat free tires, and we just love it. And like, when I very first came up with the question, what tool could you not live without? My first answer was immediately a shovel. I mean, that seemed to be like, you know, the main power horse. But then when I thought about it, you know, you can make a shovel out of things. A lot of the dirt in our deep beds, you know, you could use by hand. I mean, most of them you don't even need a shovel for. The dirt's so fine and soft, and but when you're digging new beds, but I figured you could make a shovel out of some other things. A wheelbarrow, they're expensive, they're hard to replace, and they are power horses at our house. I mean, we haul firewood in them, of course, the most, but Mike hauls tons of rocks, tons of compost, chicken manure, you know, plants, even like carrying the starts from the greenhouse or the porch that he plastics in for us down to the beds. I mean, it's huge for that. Just so many things go in the wheelbarrow. I love it. And now the flat-free tire is even better. So I would recommend one of those for the gardener in your home. The next, the present on my list are pruners. My mom got Mike a pair of, I think they're Fiskars pruners. Although after looking, they do kind of look like this pair of Felco ones I saw both on Amazon. That I just remember my mom always walking around. The pruners were like attached to her side in her pocket, always right there. No wonder her garden always looked so trimmed and neat. And I fell in love with pruners. And I really, when I did our secret garden at the end of August, we had this one little garden that was like completely overgrown, and I dug it out. And I just felt like so many times this winter, I mean, this past summer, I could have used a pair of pruners at my side. I don't know whatever happened to those ones my mom got Mike. I'm pretty sure they broke. But if you know Mike, he goes through tools. He goes through clothes. He goes through things. He is hard on things because he is a hard worker and he's always working. And so a nice pair of pruners would definitely be a great, super affordable gift. Although I think the good ones still run about $30. So could be a fancy stocking stuffer. Another, item that's been recommended over and over and over is called a Rogue Scuffle Hoe. And I'm pretty sure Rogue is the company, R-O-G-U-E, Scuffle Hoe. It kind of looks like a triangle. We don't have one. I probably mentioned before, we don't really get that many weeds. Now, Mike, with his little mini farm this year, might argue and might be ready for one next year. But always in the past with our small beds and the little bit of gardening, hoeing really hasn't been as big of a thing. So he might be looking for one of those. It's definitely been recommended. I remember Joyce Pinson talking about getting one that cost $125 one year. The one I found on Amazon wasn't anywhere near, and it was still made by that Rogue company. But definitely worth it. Joyce said it was like sweeping the weeds away in your garden. It was just so sharp and it would just cut them out of there. So a Rogue Scuffle Hoe. And definitely a scuffle hoe has been recommended over and over and over, and even that Rogue model several times. The next tool we don't have, but I did see Jennifer Ebling using one in one of her videos. And I talked to the inventor, Elena Shimetta, who invented this thing called the Digit. And the original Digit hand tool was based off of like a garden stake with a fancy handle. And then they also, her son is an engineer, and he created like, you know, he's got like the aerodynamics and the fancy steel, and they're just really well built tools. Then they came up with a Digit Hori Hori garden knife. But the last tool she talked about is this Digit Duck Garden Hand Tool. So the three of those are totally affordable. They're great. I think if you find one, and certainly the Hori Hori knife's been recommended tons of times. As a matter of fact, Alethea, I think, was one of the first people from the Yorkeste forum to mention the Hori Hori knife. They talked about that a lot, but website, they are not available on Amazon, so I do not get anything from them, but I just love their tools. I want to try one. I think that Digit thing looks awesome. I can see me using it over and over and over, because it will get into like itty bitty tiny spaces when you're weeding. And that duck thing is great for getting under rocks. So I could see us using all of these tools just over and over and over. So those are going in our stockings this Christmas. My next tool isn't necessarily a tool, but it's a soil product from Pit Moss, which they sent us some samples, and Mike and I just fell in love with it. Ashley Mariani came on my show, another one of those amazing rock star millennials. She jumped into this company. It's a startup. I'm sure she's going to totally love it. I mean, she talked about peat. And if you haven't heard about peat is what a lot of basic potting soils are made of. And it's something that's dug up out of Canada. It's a very limited supply. It's not the most environmentally friendly product, and it's certainly not going to be the more and more people buy it. And so this is a great, it's super light and fluffy. It's made from recycled materials. They've got a patented mix, and it is just wonderful. I used it to grow. Mike made me this little mini bed of lettuce for the guinea pig last year, and we fed off of that lettuce over and over and over. And just that guinea pig, you can't believe how much lettuce he would eat. And so I love that Pit Moss Prime and Pit Moss Performance. The next thing on my gift list is my good friend Dacia's business, Simply Josephine. Now, I love her aprons. I wear an apron to school 3 days a week, probably, because it has pockets. It lets me like pick up the things that the kids are leaving around. It lets me carry my phone. It lets me carry shearing sticks. It lets me carry markers. It is just the best. I also have one of her shopping bags that I can't believe how many books I put in it. I mean, it is a heavy duty, hardcore shopping bag, but it would be great for vegetables. She has wonderful soap. She makes these salves. If you haven't listened to my interview with her on living an earth-friendly life, I mean, I just can't recommend Dacia enough. She told me this recipe for making homemade laundry soap this weekend using Bonner's Castile soap and just some basic other things. The best thing about it was she said how inexpensive it is. Believe me, it must clean, because she always smells great. Her house smells great. Everything around there is super great. And she said she does a little laundry every day, and she said the cost is just totally economical. So Dacia, anything from Simply Josephine, I think you will love. Her soaps make great stocking stuffers. Her aprons are phenomenal. Her shopping bags, I mean, you can't go wrong with anything she does. Next on my list are shoes. So I talked a lot about one of my big garden barriers is shoes, having comfortable shoes. I am not a dirt in my toes lover. A lot of times I get home from work, I don't want to get my jeans dirty. I don't want to get my shoes dirty. A lot of times if I'm, you know, going to go down to the garden on a Saturday morning, but then I have to go to town, I still don't want to get my shoes dirty. I found the best shoes, and they come from the animal rescue site in Seattle. They're the Greater Good store. So a lot of the money goes to a nonprofit. I can throw them in the washer and they get cleaned right up. I wore these things for running, for trail hiking. I'm still wearing them to school. I mean, I went hiking all weekend, November in Montana. Now, in the snow, people have looked at me like, what are you doing outside in the snow with these holes in your shoes? They're not perfect, but if I'm just going to start my car, you know, hey, I'm at that age where I'm always hot, and not having put socks on is huge. But besides the fact that these are great in the garden, I use them all the time with that broad fork thing. I use them with a shovel. I use them with everything. And I was worried that they would get pebbles in them on the trail. Occasionally they do, but they're usually fall back out faster than I can like bother to take off my sandal and put it back on. So, some great garden shoes. That's been one of my big barriers taken down. Books. I mean, as far as the big release this year, it has to be Aaron Benzinkian's Floret Farms Cut Flower Garden, Grow, Harvest, and Arrange Seasonal Blooms. It doesn't matter if you're a market farmer or you just like to look at pretty pictures of flowers. But if you grow any flowers, if you want to encourage pollinators and do something good for the planet to come to your garden, if you want to know what to do with those blooms, I mean, her flower arrangements are stunning. And that's always something I'm challenged with. I can cut the flowers, but getting them to look right in the vase is not always the easiest. She's got great names for them. The Vincent Van Gogh flower bouquet. I mean, you will just learn how to propagate. I mean, their thing at Florette is also like Jean-Martin Fortier, growing more flowers in the smallest amount of space you can imagine. And her husband must have studied photography. Plus, I think they've had a professional come in a couple of times. And just my interview with her was fantastic. She sent me some seeds. Another, you know, there were quite a few things I wanted to put on this list. One was seeds. And I was thinking of the, you know, Mike and I get our seeds from Bountiful Gardens for the most part, or from the Good Seed Company here in Montana. But Erin started a new line of seeds, and the sunflower seeds she sent me were to die for. I never did get my amaranth in the ground, so I will. She sent me some of that. I will get that in the ground as well. She also has a garden journal you might be interested in, so I just love everything she does, and her book is phenomenal. So definitely anybody who loves flowers will love that book. Another book I mentioned I just couldn't resist was Anna Hesse's Homegrown Humus, Cover Crops in a No-Till Garden. It is the primer on cover crops. I mean, what a stocking stuffer, because this book is so affordable. It must be on every gardener's shelf. I have learned so much, and I've read it like 20 times. I even made an audiobook. I mean, every time I look at it, I still learn something else. I developed a course that we kind of are still in the middle of the beta version because we still haven't got the technology problems down, but that's a great book. I couldn't. And then I would be remiss not to mention the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper. I can't wait to get it. I loved it so much. I made one for 2017. I'm going to go back through as soon as it arrives, which is not coming till the middle of December now, and fill in based on our pictures, because I, you know, probably the pictures even tell me the temperature and the weather at the time. I don't know what my iPhone can do, but Mike and I already had fun filling in our 2018 garden goals. I know already I need to make the first few pages bigger because our list is growing, and I'm sure people who have bigger farms than we do are going to have a bigger list, but that's been fun to develop. And just if you have a gardener on your list, I hope this has been an enjoyable episode for you. Maybe some things you've been thinking of getting for your significant other or for your home, or somebody's been saying, what do you want for Christmas? You could mention to them. So thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day. Happy holidays.
If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.